This is exactly right.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, honey. And June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens. And don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out. You never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute, hey, I'm ghosted.
I was Hernandez.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. And welcome to Ghosted by Roz Hernandez, the podcast where I talk to people that I like about their thoughts and experiences with the paranormal. And let me tell you, this time, I mean, I always say that same thing. Oh, I talk to people that I like. Oh, sometimes I don't mean it. No, I'm kidding. I always have on people that I like. But this time, oh my God, I am so starstruck because I got to talk to T.S. Madison, who I have never met before. I have been a fan for years. If you don't know T.S. Madison, hop on the Googles, get to it. There's a lot out there. She is one of my favorite people to follow. She is a favorite on RuPaul's Drag Race as a judge. You got to watch when she goes live on her social media. It is so entertaining, and she really brings it today. These stories that we hear today are unlike others that I've heard from a guest on this show, and I'm obsessed. Before we get into that, it's the holiday times, and if you're a fan of mine, I wanted to tell you that there's some holiday gifts you could get yourself. First up, the new Ghosted by Roz Hernandez sweater is now available. Super cute. Love the artwork. The team at Exactly Right really pulled together the cutest sweater I've ever seen. I mean, it has a picture of me on it. It's so cute. You gotta see it. That is linked on our social medias, Ghosted by Roz, or my personal one, at Roz Hernandez on Instagram. Check that out. Get one for yourself. Get one for a loved one. Also, if you go to my social media, which is just at Roz Hernandez on Instagram, in the link in the bio, you can also find I am going to be doing some limited edition Polaroids. You know I like to take some Polaroids. I got some Polaroids. I'm signing them with some of my signature looks. These are one-of-a-kind gifts that are reasonably priced. If you would like one of those, a great stocking stuffer, you can get those there. And I'm also on Cameo. One of my favorite things to give people as gifts is cameos. And if you want to give the gift of a cameo from me, I'd be happy to do it. I'll, you know, a nice personalized video message for yourself or someone else or whatever. So, yeah, all that is in the link in my bio on Instagram. Okay, let's get to the fun part. Here's my conversation with T.S. Madison. On with the show. I don't believe it. I am joined by someone that has made me starstruck on this morning. T.S. Madison.
Hi, boo!
Oh, my God. Hey, boo.
What's up, baby? What's up?
I love you so much.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me feel so good. Like, I really feel like that I've actually done something in life when someone tells me that they love me.
I love you. And I feel like I've spent so many hours listening to you on live. Truly, like, no specific topic. You're just doing whatever. And it's so entertaining. I love your takes on everything. And so when I think about one of my favorite things to talk about, ghosts and all of this sort of thing, I'm like, I can only imagine what T.S. Madison has to say on this topic.
Well, listen, first of all, I'm a Libra.
Me too.
You're a Libra? Oh, my God. Girl, look at us. We are Libras, honey. We are naturally part of the divine, like naturally. That's a natural thing. And not only are we a natural part of the divine, we are naturally brujas.
Yes.
That comes, you know, with the territory of being a bruja. As you can see, I'm sitting here mixing one of my oils in a, into some body butter because, you know.
Yeah, it looks like you are doing some kind of potion work. It looks like you got a little cauldron there.
No, it's just a little, can. It's the lotion that I'm using, the body butter I'm using is called Aphrodisiac.
Ooh.
And I just put a little oil I found online. I don't know how I stumbled across it. It's called Come In Me. I mean, Come To Me. I mean, Come For Me oil. Because it's nearing the season, honey, that I need to be mounted like a horse and ridden into my new year of my birth year, girl.
Nay. So, are you into, like, astrology and that sort of a thing?
Being that I was raised so deeply into the church,
mm-hmm.
you know that stuff is forbidden, honey, when you're a Christian.
Yeah.
So, you know, but because I've broken away from the chains of being bound by the specific type of way that you have to have a relationship with the divine, I'm open to explore many different possibilities of, you know, what's outside of what I was taught, you know?
Totally.
Why can't I learn something else? Why can't I know something else? Why do I have to just know this way? Can I not know all the ways of the force?
Yes, absolutely. Which type of Christian were you?
Baptist, honey.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I moved here to Atlanta maybe about 23, 24 years ago. And I was young then. I'm still young. I just have another number at the end and another number in the front. and I've always been, I don't know, like, were you raised church?
Catholic.
Oh, Catholics is different. I was raised Baptist. And so it's just, even though it's still all the same, it's still the same rituals, shit. And
but what's, like, the belief of that stuff? Like, if ghosts come up or, I don't know.
Demon.
It's all demons.
Everything is a demon. It's a demon. It's evil. It's, you know. I'm like, but how? Like, how is it a demon?
Right.
Could it not be your loved one? If it's not the Holy Ghost, it's a demon.
Right, right. I've heard that. I always see a parallel between that and LGBTQ people. You know, like, it's misunderstood. It's bad. It's a demon. It's whatever. And I don't know. I think maybe it's from my own experience or whatever, where I realized, like, wait a minute, this isn't bad. Like, once I was younger and I started meeting different kinds of people, I'm like, wait, these people aren't evil.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, how did this psychic lady just tell me that I was, like, you know, gonna find $50 on the ground, and I found $50 on the ground. So how is that evil? That she just blessed me.
Do you go to psychics?
I have. I get readings.
How has that been?
Some of it is accurate. Some of it I'm waiting for it to manifest.
Right.
Also, astrology is just something that I'm reading into, because I've recently let somebody read my birth chart. And when they reveal whatever they reveal to me about Mercury and something being in some ninth house and this one, I don't understand none of that shit.
Me neither.
I was just told that the path that I'm on is the path that I was supposed to be on because this rules this. And the reason why I got into sex work was because it was in my chart. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And so I'm not afraid of it. Like, my mom is very much so, don't do that stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't you touch it. The Bible says, suffer ye not a witch to tarry. So, you know, it's that type of stuff. But I'm open to readings. I'm open to reading my birth charts. Because I, like, want to know, like, how can we walk on this earth and the moon governs the waves? The moon governs the way that the ocean, the waves crash back and forth in the ocean. And so I'm like, you mean to tell me, like, us being born at a certain time on a certain day doesn't mean something? Like,
yeah.
Why can't we explore the meaning, you know?
Right.
And so here I am with being torn in between, you know, my original faith and my, not new faith, but being exploring.
Yeah, I like your curiosity.
Very curious. Like, I'm definitely going to open the door and be like, what's that?
Yeah.
I think my curiosity truly has gotten me through my trans life. I want to know. Like, I want to know.
Mm.
How would they react if I pull my boobs out?
There's only one way to find out.
There we go, boobs. You know? I think curiosity is, you know, what keeps us as people. Like, it keeps us going because we want to know. Could you be so dense to think that God created one planet and one thing and put us in the center of the universe and there's nothing but us?
So that sounds like some alien talk we're getting into.
Oh, I definitely believe that.
Yeah? What about that little Mexican alien that they found a couple weeks ago?
You know what? You know.
Be careful. That could be my Tio.
You know, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I do believe that the things that we watch on TV, like Independence Day and all the fucking alien who battlefield Earth and, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, obviously the human has been implanted either via dream, via thought, or telepathically has been implanted a vision of something for you to draw that and create right. that and then make it come forth on television. Like, girl, are you serious? Like, girl, you mean to tell me that you don't think that something magnificent created the pyramids or taught us how to do that, or Easter Island, or all the great unexplained mm-hmm. things?
Stonehenge.
Like, how can you explain right. these things?
Yeah.
You can't. We didn't have the technology to do that.
That's what's so fun, though, is these things we can't explain.
Yes, which keeps us curious.
There we go. Have you had moments in your own life that you're like, I can't, there's no explanation other than this is something?
Oh, honey, my whole entire life, Roz.
Yeah?
The entirety of my life.
Tell me about it.
All right, so let's talk about it. So everybody that knows me knows that I'm a big advocate for sex work. Sex work, sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a part, that is a piece of fabric in the great quilt that covers T.S. Madison.
Yeah.
Back 20 years ago, you know, like, there's no way you're going to be on TV with that. There's yeah. no way you're going to be on TV. There's no way you're going to have a TV show. There's no way you're going to have, there's no way that any of this stuff is going to happen for anybody that has sucked a dick on a video camera on the internet. It's not happening.
Yeah.
That's whether you're cis or trans. It ain't happening. And then I'm Black. So, girl, that just makes it even freaking worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's God, if it's a higher authority, but whatever it is, I'm not supposed to be here. So that's an unexplained situation. And by being an unexplained situation, I've always felt that it was a part of divinity. And anything that's divine definitely comes from the outer limit.
Mm.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
And so when I look at my whole entire life, my life has really been guided by a series of voices that have spoken to me, that have told me. Any video that you've ever seen go viral of me, like viral video, a voice, I call it the spirit, distinctly said to me, do this. And I was like, okay, that new weave 22 inches, yes. That viral video that really did a hard reset for my whole life, my whole career. Everybody remembers that. New weave, 22 inches, yes!
Once you see it, you'll never forget it.
Right. And the video where I said, come on in, bdbitch.com. It was the front of my house, and then the doorbell rang. I came to the door naked, bdbitch. That is etched and burned. Those two videos are etched and burned into people's cranium.
Uh-huh.
Girl, I remember specifically shooting those videos multiple times until the voice said to me, this is the one.
Wow.
This one. This is the video.
Wow.
And the moment I put it out.
And it's life-changing. Yeah.
Yes. I could take you through moments. I remember me being 14 years old, sitting on the floor in my mom's grandparents' house, and I hear the spirit tell me while I'm watching RuPaul, Supermodel of the World, you better work, honey, work, turn to the left, turn to the right, sashay, shantay. That's going to be your friend, and you're going to work together one day. And I'm like, who the fuck said that? Who said that? Whatever. And here we are, me being a judge on Drag Race.
Yeah.
I'm intertwined with RuPaul. I host Bring Back My Girls, the reunion shows. I'm just intertwined. World of Wonder is the people that created my own television show.
Wow.
You know, so I got to tell you this one.
Mm-hmm.
The video that Beyonce used for Cozy, that she sampled, I remember the voice telling me, it spoke directly to me and said, bitch, go downstairs, put on that nappy ass fucking Afro wig, go downstairs and rant. Rant about how black you are. Rant about that girl being beaten in the gas station, Ayana Dior. Rant about George Floyd. Rant about how your people don't make you feel accepted. Just do it and go now. Put on that wig, put on that cheetah outfit, and go downstairs and do it.
I mean, it's all timing. It's like, you have to do it now for this to work. And you listen.
And 2-3 years later, boom.
It's in a Beyonce song. A big one.
Yes, and changed the whole trajectory of my life again. Again!
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, honey. And June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens. And don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out. You never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android.
Nobody can tell me that the unknown, the supernatural,
yeah,
the alien. No one can tell me that it does not exist because my whole existence is based off of its existence.
Yeah.
And not just intuition telling me or a gut feeling telling me something. It's speaking directly to me, guiding me to do this and to do that.
So you consider this the divine? I mean, do you know exactly who it is? Is it an ancestor? Is it like just whatever, you know, some kind of benevolent presence, that all-knowing?
Well, whatever it is, it's benevolent because it definitely wants me to do something. And it wants me to be either a leader for my people or a bridge in the gap in between for my people. And I say my people, Black people, gay people, trans people, you know, people, human people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's telling me to do the things at the moment that it's telling me to do it and sending me out. When it does it, it already knows what it's going to be connected to or attached to that's going to change and shift the dynamics of something.
Sometimes I go crazy thinking about life like that, but I do think that, like, the script is written sometimes, like, already. Like, they already know, you know, when you were 14, some presence seems to know that at a certain point you will work with RuPaul. Like, it's just so, it's crazy. I don't know.
Yes, and it does know. But it has to tell you to do it. It has to speak to you so it activates.
Right.
It tells you today, tomorrow. And sometimes we can throw it off by not listening and we can delay something and still have to meet it again.
Yeah. Do you not listen sometimes?
It has been a few couple of times that I haven't listened.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck am I going through this stuff all over again? Oh, okay. It was for this reason right here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I can give you an example. I was dating this guy and I had a dream. I dreamed I saw him. I saw him with my eyes cheating on me with somebody that didn't like me, right? And I got up, called his phone, and I said, hey, whatever you're doing, it's uncovered. I know what it is. Bitch, you can't lie to me about it. Fuck it. Tell me the truth. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, well, don't come talking to me with this crazy shit. Like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Fine. Tried to play me like I was fucking crazy. Anyway, he ended up getting arrested. And mind you, this is like right after the dream told me, like a couple of days later, he went to prison. He called me from prison. Then after that, while he was in prison, we were talking or whatever, he got sentenced to like 20-something years. He ended up doing 12 of those 20, right? So I was still talking to him, dating him during the 12 years. I said, okay, I'm going to forgive you, whatever, you know, and we'll get back together. I'll just send me water on the bridge. I know you're sorry. Da, 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 da. Listen, girl, this is where it gets very interesting.
Okay.
So nearing the ending part of his tenure in jail, like my career started to change. This stuff started happening to new weed.
Yeah.
All this stuff started to happen.
This was all through 12 years?
Yeah, it started to happen. Like,
yeah.
And my career started to change and change and change. So when it got down to and he got released, I didn't reconcile with him because, like, it just, the spirit would not just let it happen, right? So I thought I lost him. I called him. We talked, you know, maybe a year or so after he got out. And I said, you know, I'm sorry I fumbled you. You know, you were the best guy, blah, 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 all that shit. Fast forward to maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
My makeup artist is in a frantic and he's telling me, Madison, who this guy keeps hitting me up on Instagram and he's trying to talk to me. And I'm like, who is the guy? And he was like, and he said, you got a client that I know. And he said, but I got a lot of clients. You know, when he showed me who it was, I was like, wow. And it baffled me because I was like, bro, why would you try to talk to... Now, we weren't even on bad terms. We were still speaking and talking. I just spoke to him for his birthday. I'm like, well, why would you try to talk or be flirting with... And he's a guy. Like, he's not even trans. He's a guy.
Uh-huh.
Which is another thing I found out. Like, well, okay, woo. Anyway, that's another story. But it's like, why would you try to talk to this guy behind my back, knowing that he's my makeup artist and we travel the world together?
Mm.
So what I learned from that was totally the spirit, the benevolent, the guides, the whatever, keeping a distance because that person would be detrimental to me.
Yeah.
Somewhere in my trajectory, either there or there or there. He couldn't be here, Madison. He can't be here, Madison, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine me being with him and he having those same vow intentions and fucking on somebody in my circle.
Yeah.
How am I going to be able to do the will of the one? How am I able to do the will of the benevolent? How am I able to do the will of the great if I'm sad and hurt and can't eat? Because that would have sickened me.
Yeah. Are you, I mean, as well as the voice that you hear, are you like everything happens for a reason, the right place, right time? Like, is that something that you read into?
I do, but I'm most definitely more so feel that I'm more guided.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've been that way with relationships, too, where I'm like, God, I'm so attracted to this person, but something gets in the way to the point where I'm like, I should probably listen to the universe or whatever. Like, this is not easy. And I feel like if this was meant to be, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They don't supposed to be in your life.
Yeah.
Obviously, this person was not supposed to be in my life because I dreamed it then. He denied it. Then once we talked about it while he was in prison, he's like, you know, I'm so sorry. How did you find out? He says, I really didn't believe you at first when you told me you dreamed that stuff, but you were so adamant about it. Like, and then when you foretold me something else, because I told him he was going to go to jail. Yes. I told him that the spirit told me that you were going to be shackled very soon. He was like, don't come talking to me. He's like, you crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. I heard this.
So at what point does a person call themselves psychic? Because I feel like you are psychic.
Honey, girl, I don't think it's psychic.
There's some psychics where their whole thing is just that, like, some spirit tells them everything and they just say it. And then you pay them. I don't think that the spirit gets any of the money, but you pay the person.
Where did they go? Like, did the spirit get it? What's the tea?
Do they get 10% or something? When it comes to, like, ghosts, have you ever had an experience where you think that was a ghost or you saw a ghost or were at a place that was haunted?
Okay, so I was getting ready to buy a house once. And when I was getting ready to buy a house, before I bought this house, what happened was I was going around looking, you know, for places. And when I was looking for those places, I would go. And when I got in the house, I'm like, oh, I like this. I didn't like this. There was one house over here in Martha's Vineyard that's by my house over here. It was a nice house. I pulled up on the property. I like privacy. I'm very into private because I like to be naked outside, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be at one with nature and with all nature, just naked.
Yeah.
Girl, I walked in that house and I was like, I didn't like the energy in the house. I was like, ooh, honey, we were walking around and we got like to the edge of this basement door where the basement was. I was like, I don't need to see no more of the house. I don't. It's, I got to get out of here.
What did the realtor say?
Dave's just like, what's wrong? I was like, girl, it's dark in here. Like, there's some stuff going on in either in this house or there's something in here. I can't live. No.
I saw one of your many lives. I mean, I've spent hours of my life listening to you. And I remember one with your mother.
Uh-huh.
Where she woke you up in the middle of the night because she thought she heard someone in the house. And she thought it might be a ghost. What was up with that?
Now, this is the thing, though, Roz. For her to be Christian and to believe in, you know, God the way she does, she's very highly sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, she knows that I like stuff out of the ordinary. Like, I like a candle. I'll light me up a green candle, honey, make me some money in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Light me a get money candle. I'll buy me a come to me money soap. Like, ooh, soap that brings you money? Yes.
Yep.
She don't like any of that shit. Like, it's like none of that's going down.
Okay.
None of it, Roz. None of it. And she's very sensitive to it. And it's so funny that she says, boo, I don't know what you're doing in this house. I don't know what it is. It better not be anything that's outside of what you believe, outside of Christian, because there's something in here.
Okay, so she's convinced that maybe you conjured something. Well, maybe it's a money ghost. Maybe it's some kind of ghost that'll bring you money.
Come on with it. Bring it. Go get it. And bring it home to me.
Okay, wait a second. I'm curious. your take on something. We have a segment here where typically what I do is I go to eBay and I look at the haunted dolls that people sell. And I found a doll that I want to ask you about your thoughts on. This doll is not on eBay. It's a famous haunted doll. Can I show it to you? Is that something you'd be into?
Yeah, let me see it.
Okay. It's time for a segment I like to call
The Dolls Are Living.
Okay. Jiha, can you throw up this doll, please? This is Okiku.
Oh.
Now, Okiku is in Japan. And the thing about Okiku is that her hair allegedly grows.
Really?
So in 1918, Okiku was purchased by a young man for his 2-year-old sister. And the sister's name was Okiku. And she was obsessed with this doll. She named her Okiku after herself. And sadly, the little girl passed away of a virus. But she was clutching the doll. She loved the doll. And the family wanted to bury her with the doll, but they couldn't. So they made a little altar to celebrate the daughter with the doll on it. And she had like a little bob haircut. And shortly after the daughter had died, her hair started growing.
The doll.
The doll. And the family started having dreams where Okiku was visiting them in the dreams, and the house was just full on haunted. Things were happening around the house. They decided to move away from the house, and they gave the doll to a local temple. And it's been on display in this temple in Japan, and her hair has grown. Well, when she first arrived, it grew 10 inches, and they actually have a priest that's assigned to cutting her hair. He says that he was visited in a dream by her, and he was told that it was his duty to cut her hair. And people go visit her at a place called Menenji Temple, which is in Iwamazawa, Japan.
Uh-huh.
And they also say that her mouth is slowly opening, and some people think that there's teeth growing inside of it. And her hair has been analyzed, and it is indeed human hair, they say. This was from CuriousArchive.com. So, do you believe this?
I do.
Okay. Now, could it get 22 inches?
Well, baby, honey, if it's not 22 inches or better, baby, bitch, you're practically bald. That's the way it goes.
So next time you're in Japan, maybe you might want to tell Okiku that yourself.
I promise you, I'll stop by to let her know, girl, honey. You better keep growing because you better know. If you ain't 22 inches or better, bitch, you're practically bald.
Okay. Can I play you 2 ghost voices, allegedly?
Sure.
Okay, this is part of the show I call
EVPs
or EV Please. It stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon. It's when ghost hunters capture what they believe to be a ghost speaking. And you see it a lot on these ghost hunting shows. Also, people on YouTube and TikTok, they love to post EVPs that they found. So what I do is I find 2 of them from the internet, and I will play them for you. And I want you to tell me what you hear, and then I'll give you a couple of options, with the correct answer being what they believe the ghost is saying.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one was posted on YouTube from Under the Moon Paranormal, and it was at their house. What did this ghost say? Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Do it again.
Okay. Well, there's horrible noise in the background, but there is a voice saying something.
What is it saying?
Nah.
It sounds like a mattress going up and down. Where it goes under the bed?
Well, let me give you some options. Is it A, I'm not pissed off? Is it B, I like this dog? Is it C, you're not my mom. That's very Maury. Or is it D, I want pasta. Okay, let me play it again. Any guesses?
Do it again. Honey, I want pasta.
They believe it's saying, I like this dog. I mean, I kind of hear it. I don't know. Okay, here's another one. This is from West Coast Paranormal, and it was posted on YouTube. It's at a place called Sloan's Cottage in Lida, Western Australia. What is this ghost saying, T.S. Madison? This one's more of a whisper. It's creepy.
It sounds like a name.
It's Bonnie. It's Bonnie. That's my name. It's Bonnie.
It sounded like a Bonnie. Labani?
Labani? That sounds like a fancy perfume or something. I'm wearing Labani.
Yeah, Labani.
This body, maybe.
This body, darling.
Is it A, support me? Is it B, somebody? Is it C, it's a party? Or D, Sabaro?
It's definitely D, Sabaro.
Maybe they were in the food court and they were hungry.
It's Sabaro.
They believe it is, it's a party. Let me play it again. I mean, it is an Australian accent, so which I'm not good at accents, but it's kind of, it's a party. I don't know.
That's Labani.
Labani.
But sister, what I'm telling you, have you seen Talk to Me?
I loved it.
I did too. It explained to me when I light my candles up what's going on.
Oh, okay. So that's what's roaming around your house at night?
Yeah. So if you bitches is around here while this candle is burning, bitch, go get the money and bring it back.
Maybe they want to be in your videos.
Who knows? Bring the money back, bitch.
That's the content I want to see, is you with a bunch of ghosts.
What a gangbang that'll be.
Okay, let's real quick, rapid fire. I'm just going to throw some unexplainable things at you. Tell me if you have any quick thoughts or stories or whatever.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Fake.
Fake?
Girl, Bigfoot is fake.
You think?
Girl, Bigfoot ain't real.
I don't know what's real and what isn't real. I can't say, but...
It's fake. Fake.
I will leave it up to you. Honestly, whatever you say goes for me. What do you think of past lives?
Real.
Okay.
And I do believe that's probably who's talking to me. It's me.
You from the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it could be you from the future, maybe.
Could be.
What about Ouija boards?
Yes. I had an experience with one when I was in seventh grade.
What happened?
A kid brought it to school. It was a free day, and we were around it, and that bitch was moving around. I was like, hey! I never touched it again, though.
Yeah, they creep me out.
Now, I'll light a candle, but I won't touch a Ouija board. Ain't that something?
I mean, people are so terrified of Ouija boards, and I am, too, a little bit. But some people would argue, yeah, it's kind of all the same thing. Like,
I mean, it could be. But I personally don't think that because, I don't know, maybe because that's what I've been taught, that it's dark.
Well, to me, Ouija boards are like the internet. Like, I will listen to something that I trust. Like, your spirit, you obviously have a lot of reason to trust them. It's almost like it's someone you know. But going on a Ouija board, it's like going on the internet and being like, who wants to talk? And you don't know who the hell's going to come through.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What do you think about time travel? Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
Do you think, okay, sometimes on the internet, people will be like, I am coming back from the year 2070, and here's what happens. Do you think that something like that is possible?
To a degree. Because I'm like, bitch, well, why did you come back? Girl, just stay there, girl.
Just stay.
you got to relive this shit all the way back over again.
Uh-huh.
Girl, just stay there.
Yeah.
Just stay.
Just stay.
Listen, if I went into the future and it was sent back, girl, I got to do all this stuff over again? No.
Yeah, like sometimes people will ask that. If you could do your 20s over again, would you do it? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, yeah, I do some of my 20s over again. Some of them.
Okay.
Oh, I had some good times, baby.
Yes.
Some of my 20s, I do them over again.
Well, I'm still thinking about literally when we first started this conversation and you were talking about just your life trajectory. And I think about that kind of thing all the time. And I also think about like, first of all, it's a miracle that any of us are still alive. Like, or there's a reason that any of us are still alive, especially when we know so many people that die over the years.
Yes.
But I also think about like sixth sense. I don't know that it's necessarily psychic, but I definitely think that people that are trans, people of color, like we have like a heightened awareness of our surroundings. I mean, would you agree with that?
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Especially trans people, because we are meshed with the divine gave one specific to one, and we're meshed with it both and all of it.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would want to walk through this world, maneuvering through this world as a man. And there's no way that I want to maneuver through this world as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be either or. I want to be them both and everything in between.
And there's so many cultures and so many times throughout history where people that are somewhere in the not binary gender variant people are viewed as being divine and having these heightened awarenesses and insights and whatever. And I fully believe that.
Me too. Fully. With my whole everything.
Everything? T.S. Madison, I'm so happy that you joined me. You're so busy. And this has been truly a thrill of my life. This conversation got deep and I so appreciate it. Like your willingness to be so open all the time and just you inspire me and you crack me up. And thank you.
Thank you for having me. And I want to tell you congratulations on your show, honey. And
thank
once
you.
Season two comes, I'm on the way. We'll do this in person, honey.
Oh, I hope so. When you're in LA, we got to get together. Tell people where you want them to find you and what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen that's listening to the Ghosted by Roz podcast, please make sure that you're following T.S. Madison loud, live, and in color anywhere that you can find T.S. Madison. All you got to do is Google, or all you got to do is put T.S. Madison in your search bar, and how to find me will pop right the fuck up.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
What's that green ghost walking around behind you?
Honey, the money goes. Bring me the money, bill.
Thank you so much to T.S. Madison. Icon. Oh, what amazing stories. Guys, happy holidays. Thanks for listening, all of your support. I will talk to you next week. I love you all, both living and dead. But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye! This has been an Exactly Right production. Want to share your paranormal experience on the podcast? I read stories out loud, and sometimes I'll even call you. So email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. You can send a DM or voice message to the show's Instagram at ghostedbyroz. Give us a follow while you're there. And follow me, Roz, on Instagram at Roz Hernandez and on TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. My senior producer is the startling Jiha Lee. Associate producer is the alarming Christina Chamberlain. This episode was mixed and sound designed by the eerie Edson Choi. My guest booker is the petrifying Patrick Kottner. Additional production support from the hair-raising Hannah Kyle Crichton.
My theme music is by the spine-chilling Brendan Lynch Salomon. Artwork by the spooky Vanessa Lilac. Photography by the terrifying Elizabeth Karen. Executive produced by the chilling Karen Kilgareth, the spooky Georgia Hardstark, and the frightening Danielle Kramer. Follow Ghosted by Roz Hernandez on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, rate and review the show. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Ghosted by Roz Hernandez merch.